قد رجع قريبا أحد الإخوة بعد تخرجه في الجامعة الإسلامية بالمدينة، ثم بدأ أن يشارك في ميدان الدعوة من الدروس والمحاضرات. والمشكلة أنه عندما كان في الجامعة كان يتكلم في بعض إخواننا السلفيين في أمريكا وبريطانيا، خصوصا الإخوة في مكتبة السلفي ببرمنغهام، ويرميهم وغيرهم من الإخوة بالخلو والتطرف في باب نقد الرجال والطوائف الغرب. وكذلك هو كان مع جماعة في المدينة الذين اتخذوا موقفا ضد المكتبة وأعلنوا مثل هذه الأشياء على الإنترنت في موقع يسمى medina.com.
One of the brothers returned recently after his graduation from the Islamic University in Al-Madinah. Then he began to participate in the arena of da'wah by giving lessons and lectures. The problem is that when he was in Al-Madinah, he used to speak about some of our Salafi brothers in America and Britain, especially the brothers from Salafi publications in Birmingham. And he accuses them and other than them from the brothers of extremism and excessiveness in the issue of criticizing the individuals and groups in the West. Likewise, he was with a group in Al-Madinah who took a position against Salafi publications, and they openly proclaimed the likes of this on a website called medina.com.
فَلَمَّا لَاحَظْنَا كَلَامَهُ بإخواننا الذين لا نعرف عنهم إلا الخير ونشر السنة في الغرب ورجوع للعلماء، اتخذنا موقفا ألا نتعاون معه في الدروس والمحاضرات حتى يتوقف عن كلامه ويصلح ما سبق منه. هذا مع العلم بأننا ما حذرنا منه وما تكلمنا فيه على الملأ.
So when we observed the speech about our brothers concerning whom we had known nothing but khair, goodness, and spreading the sunnah in the West, we took a position that we would not participate with him in lessons and lectures up until he stops the speech and rectifies what he has done in the past, keeping in mind that along with all of this, we did not warn against him and we did not speak against him in front of the general public.
فالسؤال يا شيخ، ما صحة هذا الموقف من الإخوة؟ وماذا تنصحون أبناءكم من الدعاة في الغرب في هذه المسألة؟
So the question is, ya Sheikh, what is the validity of this position from the brothers, and what do you advise your sons from the دعاة in the West about this issue?
أقول هؤلاء الذين سأل عنهم السائل أنا أعرفهم وأعرف مشكلتهم وعلى الخبير سقطتم، وإخواننا في المكتبة السلفية في بيرمنغهام أعرفهم تماما، أعرفهم من أكثر من 13 سنة أو 14 سنة، الآن السنة 15 تقريبا، وأنا أعرفهم وأعرف صحة طريقهم ومنهجهم الذي هم عليه. وهؤلاء الذين ذكرت أعرف بعضهم كان عندنا في المدينة، وليسوا هم في هذا الباب بشيء بجوار إخواننا في المكتبة.
I say, these individuals whom the questioner has asked about, I know them, and I know about their problem, and I am familiar with them, and I know about our brothers from Salafi publications in Birmingham completely. I have known them for more than 13 years or 14 years. Now it is approximately the 15th year. And I know them, and I know about the correctness of their path and their manhaj which they are upon. And those individuals whom you have mentioned, I know them as well. Some of them were with us in Al-Madinah, and they are nothing in this field in comparison to our brothers from Salafi publications.
فلإخواننا في المكتبة السلفية في برمنغهام من الجهود الصادقة والأعمال الطيبة الخيرة والمساعي المشكورة المبرورة في إيصال الدعوة السلفية الحقة الصحيحة إلى الناس في جميع أنحاء الغرب ما يشكر لهم ويذكر لهم بخير، فجزاهم الله خيرا، وخصوصا الإخوة عبد الواحد أبو خديجة وداود بربنك وكذا الأخ بلال أبو حكيم وغيره من الإخوة معهم السلفيين المتعاونين معهم في المكتبة السلفية ممن لا يعني قد نسيت أسماء بعضهم الآن.
So our brothers from Salafi publications in Birmingham have truthful striving and good and charitable works in conveying the true and correct da'wah to Salafiyya to the people in all the areas of the West. And they must be thanked for this, and they must be mentioned with goodness. So may Allah reward them with goodness. And specifically there are the brothers Abdul Wahid Abu Khadija, Dawood Burbank, and likewise there is the brother Bilal Abu Hakim, and other than them from the Salafi brothers who are with them, those who cooperate with them in Salafi publications. I don't remember some of their names right now.
وأما هؤلاء الذين ذكرت فقد أخطأوا في هذا غاية الخطأ، وقد ذكرت لبعضهم حينما كانوا عندنا، وقد وجهت بعضهم أيضا وبينت لهم في ذلك، ولكنهم أبوا أن يقبلوا. فمثل هؤلاء إذا لم يرعوا وإذا لم يرجعوا فإنه لا ينبغي أن يقدم للناس.
And as for those individuals whom you have mentioned, then they have reached the utmost extremity of error in this. And I mentioned this to some of them when they were with us, and I directed some of them as well, and I gave them a clarification regarding that, but they have refused to accept it. So the likes of these individuals, when they do not take heed and they do not recant, then it is not befitting to place them in front of the people.
وَأَمَّا الْمَكْتَبَةَ السَّلَفِيَّةِ وَكَلَامُهَا فِي الرِّجَالِ أَوْ طَعْنُهُمْ فِي الرِّجَالِ فِي الْغَرْبِ فَأَنَا لَا أَعْلَمْ عنهم إلا خيرا في هذا الجانب بل هم يسألوننا عن كل من يعرفون هناك فمن عرفناه نحن أجبنا ومن لم نعرفه طلبنا منهم الوثائق عنه من صوته يترجم إذا لم يكن باللغة العربية أو من كتاباته ويترجم إذا لم يكن باللغة العربية وإذا كان باللغة العربية رفعوه إلينا بصوته وهكذا فنحن نقضي ونفتي على نحو ما نسمع والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إنما أنا بشر أقضي لكم على نحو مما أسمعه كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الشاهد أن هؤلاء الذين يرمون الإخوة بالتشدد والغلو والتطرف هم في الحقيقة مخطئون وبعضهم أقولها بكل صدق كاذبون معتدون.
And as for Salafi publications and their speech about the men or their revilement of the men in the West, then I do not know anything from them except goodness in this area. Rather, they ask us about everyone they know over there. So whoever we know about, then we answer about them. And whoever we don't know about, then we request from them documentation about those individuals. Whether that be via audio recordings in the individual's own voice, which are then translated if they are not in the Arabic language, or through the individual's own writings, which are then translated if they are not in the Arabic language. And if it is in the Arabic language, then they bring it up to us in the individual's own voice, and so on. So we judge and we give fatawa in accordance to what we hear. And the Prophet ﷺ says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ I am only a human being. I judge for you in accordance to what I hear. Or as the Prophet ﷺ said. The point is that those individuals who accuse the brothers of harshness and extremism and excessiveness, they are the ones who are in error in reality. And I say with all truthfulness that some of them are liars and criminals.
فنحن نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى الهداية لمن أخطأ ونسأل الله جل وعلا أيضا الهداية لمن كذب واعتدى وأن يعيده إلى جادة الحق والصواب وإلا فيريحنا ويريح المسلمين من شره إنه جواد كريم.
So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide those who have made errors. And we ask Allah jalla wa ala to guide those who have lied and committed crimes. And we ask Allah to return them to the truth and the correct path. And if not, then we ask Allah to save us and to save the Muslims from the evil of such an individual. He is the most generous and most kind.
وأما ما يتعلق بنقد الرجال في الغرب أو الشرق فإن النقد منهج شرعي به حميت السنة وبه حفظ الدين وبه حميت العقيدة وبه عرف أهل السنة من أهل البدعة فيطلب على أهل السنة وتتبع طريقهم ويحذر أهل البدعة ولا يطلب عليهم وتحذر طريقتهم ومن أنكر هذا فهو مخالف لما عليه السلف الصالح في هذا الباب وهذه كتب السلف موجودة والنقد منهج شرعي والنقد للرجال والطوائف والجماعات من النصيحة لدين الله تبارك وتعالى.
And as for whatever is connected to criticizing the men in the West or in the East, then criticism is a manhajun shar'i, a legislated methodology. With it, the sunnah is protected, and with it, the deen is preserved, and with it, the aqidah is protected, and with it, ahlul sunnah become distinguished from ahlul bid'ah. So one must seek ahlul sunnah and follow their path, and one must be cautious against ahlul bid'ah, and one must not seek them, and one must be cautious of their path. And whosoever opposes this, then he is in opposition to what the Salaf al-Salih were upon in this topic. And these books of the Salaf are present, and criticism is a manhajun shar'i, and criticism of the individuals and the groups and the parties is from nasiha, sincerity of purpose to the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.
فَلَا بُدْ مِنْ بَيَانْ هَذَا فَإِنَّ هَذَا مِنَ النَّصِيحَةِ لِلنَّاسِ حَتَّى لَا يَظِلُّوا فِي هَذَا الْبَابِ وَهُوَ مَبْسُوطٌ فِي مَوَاضِعِهِ قد بينه علماء السنة والحديث وأئمة الحديث هم أئمة هذا الشأن وإن رغمت أنوف وإن أبى بعض الناس الآن وبدأ يتنصل فأئمة الحديث هم علماء هذا الفن وهم فرسان هذا الميدان والناس يرجعون إليهم والمعول في هذا الباب في الكلام عليهم.
So it is inevitable to explain this, since this is from Nasiha to the people, so that they do not become misguided in this issue. And it has been detailed extensively in its topic. The ulama of As-Sunnah wal-Hadith have clarified it, and the imams of Hadith are the imams of this affair, in spite of what those individuals say, and even if some of the people refuse and start to renounce it. So the imams of Hadith are the ulama of this science, and they are the heroes in this arena, and the people refer back to them and rely upon their speech in this topic.
وموقفكم هذا موقف صحيح فإذا لم يرجع هؤلاء ولم يتوبوا فلا يقدموا للناس ولا يتعاون معهم بل يحذر منهم أنا أقول زيادة فوق ذلك يحذر منهم حتى يحذرهم الناس لأنهم إن لم يحذرهم الناس وقعوا في فخاقهم فضلوا بسببهم نسأل الله العافية والسلامة والحمدللہ رب العالمين.
And this position of yours is the correct position. So if these individuals do not recant and they don't make tawbah, then they are not to be placed in front of the people and they are not to be cooperated with. Rather, I say they must be warned against. In addition to that, one must warn against them until the people have been cautioned against them. Because if the people are not cautious of them, they will fall into their traps. So they will become misguided due to these individuals. We ask Allah for pardon and safety. والحمدللہ رب العالمين.